At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on another miraculous Tuesday. It seems that way as we're doing this. You know, sometimes I have that bad habit of saying this and keeping in mind, too, that we're doing this on the radio station. So it's like, maybe you're not listening to this on a Tuesday, or maybe you're taking the podcast as a different listen. Anyways, sounds like tangenty stuff to go off on. But let's talk today, and we're going to talk about some stuff because I know that this month is interesting for some people, and a lot of people wanted to do conversations on mental health, even though I think this is a conversation that we should have all the time, not just some of the time. But I want to talk on this episode about anxiety. And what's the relief? Worry not and understand worrying. Maybe that's probably a little bit more into what I want to go into today. So anxiety is an everyday occurrence, even for the most confident of individuals. I know I'm not supposed to say that out loud, but I just did. After all, a brave man or woman is not the only person who has fear, but they also have to overcome their fear. That said, aside from the obvious cases where a little bit of anxiety is a natural and helps induce caution, what can we do for those times that it hinders our ability to live happy in a free life? Well, let's find out, and we'll talk about that right now on this show, you know, because that's what we're doing. We're talking a little bit. So I would have to say, to an extent, is some of the stuff that I was looking at as before I came in to do this episode, is that anxiety is, you know, you can accumulate all this stuff in regards of what happens with anxiety. What does cumulative mean? Well, it is an anxiety what we mean by cumulative is that anxiety rarely comes from one specific thing. Now, think about that for a moment. On the moments that you've been anxious in life, has it been one thing in particular, or has it been several? So let's look at a few hypothetical examples to see what is meant by this. You want to ask somebody out and that you like, but you're feeling a little bit anxious and you're trembling. Maybe you're worried that that person won't like the way that you dress or the way your breath smells, or they already are involved with someone, or they might be having a bad day, or what otherwise would work and it would fail on the day that you tried. Whether it be an interview or a meeting with new people or anxiety-provoking situation, that there are many factors contributing to the overwhelming feeling of anxiety. One of these factors happens to be something we are all experience on statistically in an unhealthy frequent basis, which is stress. Like anxiety, stress is normal response in certain types of situations. Evolutionarily, a level of high alertness of a flight or fight scenario is commonly known. Makes sense when you are being chased by a bear or a lion out in the wild, which I hope that's really not the scenario you're living in, but that's just an example. But as reasonable as it can be, this type of stress over prolonged periods of time, especially in a mismatched situation like, say, in an office or on a date, can really weaken and generally wreck the body and the mind. I know. We're going a little bit deeper today when we talk about some of this stuff. So what's the solution? Anxiety comes from unexpected potential of negative events in our lives, as well as the lack of confidence in one's ability to respond to them. The general solution comes from the form of two answers then. So let's talk about those two answers. The first one is the account of unpredictability and the plan out such as many things as we can. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and if you can, hit me up via email, because we definitely need to have a talk. But just like that, you move a mountain by carrying the stones first. Little habits can lead to substantial changes over time, creating a fluid but still clear Schedule helps achieve both quantifiably and measurably progress and avoid finding yourself in a situation with a restrictive and exhausting plan for the day from the morning to sunset. The second major factor is confidence. Yeah, I know. We need to talk about that too. Whether it may be on looks, charms, competency, or whatever. A very sad but true fact is that victims of harassment throughout childhood will experience very crushing blows to their confidence. You can be loved and admired, but sometimes that may never seem like enough, especially if you've engaged in this idea in your mind that you're never good enough. That's the bad news. What's the good news? Because it sounds like it's all been doom and gloom as we're talking. Well, the good news is that although it may be hard, it's certainly not impossible. Working out and fostering a relationship with people who support you and not demean you and focusing on one's skills are all the great and proven ways to build actual and not inflated confidence in yourself. There can be crashes and relapses that make us think of, you know, of things that are going nowhere, but that's completely normal. So maybe make sure that we talk about that. Progress is slow but certain. Two steps forward, one step back, as some people say. Also, it's a Paula Abdul song, just in case, called Opposite Subtract. And of course, anxiety is above a certain level, including but not limited to panic attacks. One should contact a psychologist or a psychiatrist, a professional per se, although this should be reserved for very dire situations. So keep that in mind. So if I'm going to final thought this thing and put it all together in one big package, this is what it would sound like. So what can we do to ease anxiety and improve our mental health? The answer is not unified, but there are some general tips that may help us for many, that may help be helpful for many people when you put it all together. First, it's important to identify and understand your personal triggers and anxiety. Once you know what sets you off, what sets off your reactions, you can start developing strategies to deal with those triggers. Secondly, make time for self-care. This may include practices like meditation, journaling, or even exercising. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Friends, family members, and professionals can all provide support in different ways. Yeah, I will tell you, the 9888 Lifeline is always a great alternative also in regards of doing that. That's 9888lifeline.org, or you can just text them 988 off your cell phone if you're in the United States. So I hope that this podcast has provided you with some information about anxiety relief. If you have any questions or you would like to, you know, would like to have more advice about a specific situation, please feel free to reach out, because we're always here at Safety FM to be able to assist. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And I will see you next time. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.